擁抱大香港主義，香港地香港人做主持，大香港早晨。
早晨，大香港早晨，這個擁抱大香港主義的早晨節目來到第二節了，麻煩大家給一些反應，看看看不看到，聽不聽到，貨不貨金到這樣。喂，只有一條貨金而已，這樣。還有這個是應該是西雅圖聽眾在節目之前貨定，我相信很快就會消失。喂，快點，大家快點幫我，快點幫我頂一頂住個貨金先。頂一頂住個貨金先。喂，同埋有樣嘢要講，就係個貨金戰嘅結算呢，就延後到去11月10日，即係臨台慶之前嗰晚。咁啊，其實踏入台慶，咁啊跟住然之後就宣布埋呢一個咁樣嘅加人工嘅幾位主持。咁啊，點解呢？因為呢就因為我要等埋我翻嚟，咁咧我有啲嘢喺日本就可能應該要延後翻嚟嗰個時間咁樣。原本就呢幾日就翻嚟，咁但係應該就翻唔切嚟咁樣，所以咧就延後少少。咁啊，同埋仲有一關嘅加分賽，咁啊大家都留意啦。喂，咁咧就除此之外咧就係啦，就喂。就台慶仲有少量嘅飛，大家咧如果未買飛就大家快啲買飛啦咁樣，因為咧就我哋好快就會抽翻啲位出嚟，就去貨啲嘉賓啊嗰啲咁樣，咁所以咧就唔係話仲真係仲有好多飛嘅啫，其實咁啊趁有得買咧就快啲買啦，咁啊因為下個禮拜應該就冇得買噶啦。咁咧就呢節講咩咧？大家睇到聽到啊嘛，最緊要貨金到先到嘅。呢個咧就呢節講咩咧？呢節想講下劉思慕啊，知唔知邊個劉思慕？上戲嗰個咧，上戲嗰、那個上戲即係上戲唔接下戲，Marvel 嗰、那個阿、梁朝偉有份拍嗰一套啊。梁朝偉大家都記得那套戲是梁朝偉啦，即係嗰個十環幫嗰個梁朝偉。咁嗰套 Marvel 電影叫上戲，個男主角就劉思慕咁樣。咁啊，劉思慕最近有單嘢就係咩咧？劉思慕咧最近咧就喺個加拿大嘅一個創業節目入邊，一個創業真人 show 入邊，咁佢就負責做，佢就自己都有個創投基金咁樣，咁總之咧就嗰、那個節目係點嘅咧？嗰、那個節目就一班 so call 叫 angel fund 嘅人，咁啊劉思慕係其中一個，咁啊做 angel fund 嗰啲人做評判咁樣，咁跟住咧又有唔同嘅人就攞佢哋啲產品，攞佢哋啲公司，就跟住然之後就揾人睇下有冇人去投資佢哋嗰啲嘢咁樣。OK， 好啦，咁啊發生一單嘢咁樣。就是咧有對加拿大的有即係有兩個人啦咁樣，咁佢哋咧就推出一樣嘢，就叫做Bomba。咁咧係 Bomba 係咩嚟嘅咧 ？Bomba 就係一佢哋做咗一種樽裝嘅珍珠奶茶，樽裝珍珠奶茶。咁啊，將珍珠奶茶就變咗做樽裝。咁啊，即係喺超市啊，可以超市可以賣啊，可以儲存咁樣啦。我就唔夠膽飲啦，屌你老味！咁啊，跟住咧就咁啊，跟住就去就係話，喂，佢就叫做即係叫做改裝咗珍珠奶茶咁樣。咁但係阿劉思慕咧，就喺個節目嗰度咧就話，喂，我睇你嗰個產品，你冇講呢個嘢係源自於亞洲，源自於台灣喎，咁就話咧呢個品牌咧就係一種文化挪用啊，就話你文化挪用咗珍珠奶茶，你冇講珍珠奶茶係呢一個咁樣嘅，係呢一個咁樣嘅台灣嘢，咁啊唔得喎，咁樣唔得喎，咁樣，咁啊跟住就惹起咗好多嘅熱議啊，惹起咗好多討論。咁喺個節目入面原本有個印度婆咧就話，我覺得幾好喎，我覺得 OK 喎，就投資。咁但係咧呢單嘢咧就喺網絡上面咧就好多台灣人就即係好多台灣人就我諗甚至乎好多華人啦， 佢哋都覺得係喎，文化挪用喎，咁可能仲有啲福撚啦咁樣。佢哋係喎，文化挪用唔撚得喎咁樣。咁於是乎咧，就去嗰個公司啲social media 或者相關嘅人嗰啲 social media 咧，就起哄係嚴上啦。咁結果咧就搞到原本話投資嗰個印度婆咧，都走出嚟就話啊，我已經收到啦，我就已經收到大家嘅聽到大家嘅聲音啦。咁我咧亦都唔會，我都考慮到就係話係真係有一個咁嘅文化挪用嘅情況，咁我都唔會去投資啦咁樣。好啦，咁啊呢個就嗰間嘢就跟住，然之後就當然係俾人哋嚴上得好撚緊要啦咁樣。劉師母好紅噶嘛咁樣。咁啊，哇！我哋睇下個節目嘅片段，我哋睇下節目嘅片段佢點樣。
We are here today from Quebec City, seeking $1 million in exchange of 18% of our business.Boba.
Boba.
Dragon, you have probably heard about bubble tea.
Yes.
I've never. Has anyone else heard of bubble tea?
Yes, I've heard.
What is bubble tea?
Yes. See who was drinking bubble tea this morning?
I've never heard of this thing before.
Yes, I'm talking about bubble tea. That trendy, sugary drink you are queued up for, and you are never quite sure about its content.
Those days are over with boba.
Hang on. I'm quite sure about its content, but,
yes?
but continue.
Okay. We have transformed this beloved beverage into a convenient and healthier, ready-to-drink experience. Since day one, we are disturbing this $4 billion market with three simple ingredients, high-quality tea, fruit juice, and our famous boba.
I've never seen it like in this. I've seen
People
it
People have tried to bottle it up. It's very difficult to maintain the flavor.
Did you like this?
I thought it was fine. But I, you know...I'm concerned about this idea of disrupting or disturbing bubble tea because it's something that's
Why?
Very
there
near.
Why? There can be new takes on things.
Sure, but I'm looking at...
Not everything has to be traditional.
No, but then there's also an issue of cultural appropriation. There's an issue of taking something that's very distinctly Asian in its identity and quote-unquote making it better, which I have an issue with.But I want to hear the pitch before I formulate an opinion.
And oh boy, that's one way to start.
Yeah, that's one way to start. A little heavy there. But okay.
But it's not an ethnical product anymore. Not with the popping bobas. So we took the version, the Asian version, and we made it with the fruit, with juice.
The popping boba is new. I can't say I've had that. It definitely is an experience when you're having it. And do you manufacture this yourself?
No. So we have three partners, but they are exclusive partners. So they only make my bubble tea.
Where?
In Quebec. Mm.
What made you guys get into this business?
I was like...looking at the data about bubble tea, and the popping boba was just rising everywhere in the world. So I was like, I need to come out with something. It was a crazy success since day one.
So you're building a brand, and this is, I'll see if I can articulate this, but the name boba, the industry is boba, is
yes.
it not? Is that a good thing being called boba or a bad thing?
Well, yes. they added a B.
So right now we're rebranding, we're working with lawyer and everything, but at the end of the day, maybe we're gonna need to add a little word after the boba.
Clearly you're doing very well. What respect is being paid to this very Asian drink that has blown up around the world? And is it in your teas? Is it in your product development? Who is on your staff? Who is on your cap table that is allowing that for you?
It's a good question because our best partner is in Taiwan, actually. Yeah.So they make all the recipe, all the boba. We work really hard. We travel to Taiwan. We speak with them. They are part of our team. It's really important for us. So that's the best part. That's the cultural part of our product. I'm sure we can sell it to Pepsi for $1 billion in like 5 years. We are convinced to that.
I am studying your can.And I am looking for anything that tells me where boba came from. And where boba came from is Taiwan. You know, I started this venture company for a lot of reasons, but really primarily to uplift minority entrepreneurs. And not only do I feel like this is not happening here, but that I would be uplifting a business that is profiting off of something that feels so...dear to my cultural heritage. I want to be a part of bringing boba to the masses, but not like this. So for that reason, I'm out.
Thanks.
Respect that.
I speak that.
好 cut 啦，翻翻嘅就系咁啦。阿临尾临 cut 之前嗰个就系话会投资个印度婆啦咁。咁喂，我想问啦，呢一个咁样嘅珍珠奶茶咁样，咁嗰、那个我谂嗰个珍珠即系嗰个咁样嘅嗰、那个咁嘅木薯粉粉圆啦咁样。咁系其实我想讲而家啲珍珠到底系咪木薯粉做嘅咧？其实我都有啲怀疑，其实即系木薯粉嘅粉圆可以煮咁捻耐唔烂嘅咩？咁样佢到底做咗啲几多嘢嘅改良？唔系，我想问一样嘢就系、是、，OK， 珍珠奶茶，珍珠奶茶系如果珍珠奶茶加拿大人攞咗嚟做一个咁样嘅樽装真奶。咁跟住，嗰、那個係一個文化內容。咁我想問啦，奶茶咧，我想問珍珠奶茶嘅奶茶，其實珍珠奶茶係咪 at the beginning 就文化內容咧？嗰、那個係呢、這個，咁你奶茶唔通源自於台灣嘅？奶茶難道係一件源自於台灣嘅嘢？咁奶茶加珍珠本身就係將人哋嘅西茶，奶茶系西茶啦，系咪？咁你将奶茶西方嘅奶茶，跟住加咗你嘅木薯粉粉圆，木薯粉粉圆，然之后变成咗珍珠奶茶，然之后你话呢样嘢系源自于台湾，咁呢个本身你个 product 本身都文化内容喎、哦。你的 product 本身都文化挪用喎、哦，咁同埋就係我不嬲都對文化挪用呢個概念好好不能把握，我把握唔到文化挪用呢個概念。即係如果所有嘢都文化挪用，咁多數我哋聽到文化挪用就係啲黑鬼講啦，啲黑人講啦，啊你哋啲白人 rap 文化挪用。你哋整 Jack Lock 頭，你哋整 Jack Lock 頭係文化內容。仲有咩啊？仲有嗰啲除咗 Jack Lock 頭、Jack Lock 頭 Web， 仲有咩啊？仲有Jazz 啊 ，Jazz 係咪文化內容啊？啊，你哋玩 Jazz 係文化內容咁樣。咁你喂，屌呢啲，咁文化輸出係乜嘢咧？即係嗰件事應該係文。嗰件事文化係應該係有一個輸出之後，亦都會有唔同地方嘅在地化。例如就係、是、嚇，即係意大利輸出文化輸出呢一個咁嘅披薩，跟住嚟到香港，哇！你都估唔到會有北京甜鴨披薩係咪先？即係震撼意大利人啦、啊！這個咁樣嘅震撼咗意大利人好多次。仲有就係、是。系啦，雙重文化挪用，這個世界最文化挪用嘅產品係咪珍珠？係咪珍珠披薩咧？你哋有冇見過珍珠披薩？珍珠披薩咁同埋就係、是、阿劉思慕，你拍 Marvel 嗰套上戲，你拍 Marvel 嗰套上戲嘅時候，你唔撚話佢文化挪用咧？嗰套嘢咁樣成班即係源自於。啲中國文化特色精髓嘅氣功啊，氣功啊，你入邊嗰條村個桃花源啊，跟住然之後嗰條龍啊，嗰啲咁樣，嗰啲嘢佢全部都冇，佢喺個電影入邊冇標明嗰啲嘢源自於中國嘅喎、哦，你套電影係冇講嗰個咁樣嘅那個桃花源是源自於中國的童話神話故事的、哦、跟住你又沒有源自於喂他們那些人在練氣、哦、你又沒有講話氣功，他的電影裡面都沒有講話氣功這件事是源自於中國的，他都沒有講啊，他那個這樣的裡面有一條龍飛了出來這樣，你都沒有講那條龍是中國的龍了，仲要你話嗰條係 dragon 添，佢有冇講 dragon 呢個字眼我都唔記得咗，好似有對白有講話有條 dragon 嗰啲咁樣喎，佢唔係 dragon 喎， 嗰條係窿喎，你都冇講清楚嗰個窿，你套戲一定冇講啊。咁你又接嗰套戲，你做乜做嗰套戲嘅主角啊？佢你嗰套電影，你因為嗰套電影而紅啦咁樣，但係你嗰套電影，你嗰套電影有大量嘅文化內容喎，係咪先？你嗰啲入邊又有窿，又有黐，係咪先？個大量嘅文化內容啦，係咪？龙珠都文化挪用啦，龙珠双重文化挪用添啦，龙珠除咗有孙悟空，跟住有孙悟空有八戒，跟住然之后佢啲人物角色又叫咩？又叫炒饭，又叫炒饭，又叫咩？又叫点心。仲有叫咩啊？嗰啲有一扎食物名，嗰啲都系中国食物名，系咯乱码咁样，唔通你话乱码文化咯？即系我哋一般会认为嗰啲啊天津饭，佢入边有角色叫天津饭喎，咁嗰个系咪文化挪用咧？咁样有饺子有天津饭咁咪好文化挪用咯？咁样咁呢个，但系譬如我而家喺日本，我好中意食就系麻婆豆腐啦，咁样。咁佢麻婆豆腐佢都冇话每一份麻婆豆腐，佢冇一份麻婆豆腐都写住系四川麻婆豆腐噶，佢都冇一份每一个，我见好多餐厅，譬如饺子之王将咁样，饺子之王将，咁系啊，我成日咧，我发现咧，我喺节目咧误导咗大家，我成日喺节目度话我自己去大阪王将食麻婆豆腐，我要澄清翻，其实我成日去食嗰间唔系大阪王将。因为上次咧，佢哋成班去成班人去富士山之旅嘅时候咧，佢哋咧就去咗食大阪王将，跟住就话觉得唔好食，咁啊就问我点解我成日都话大阪王将好食，其实我就捞鸠乱咗，我捞鸠乱咗饺子之王将同大阪王将，我平时食嗰间系饺子之王将，就唔系大阪王将，咁而两间嘢其实咧，即系大阪王将同饺子之王将咧，其实就好似。就好似淡仔同埋淡仔三哥一樣，佢哋又係兄弟分家就分裂咗咁樣。咁其實咧，我中意食嗰個咧就係餃子之王將嚟嘅咁樣。咁就有人話兩間係咪差唔多？爭好遠咩？係爭好遠喎！若然你覺得兩間差唔多咧，你就真係兩間嘅天津飯可能差唔多，但係其他嘢爭好遠喎，其他嘢爭好遠喎。麻婆豆腐爭好遠喎。麻婆豆腐爭相當遠咯，咁樣。但我哋講翻我哋今日講嗰個話題先。喺呢一個咁樣嘅日本咁樣，喺日本食嘢咁樣。咁你日本食麻婆豆腐，佢都唔會間間都會話自己係咩四川麻婆豆腐或者係中國麻婆豆腐啊。甚至乎大阪有一間嘢，直頭就叫大阪麻婆豆腐。喂，咁你大阪麻婆豆腐，但係我要回應下窗先。有人阿傑特話喺大阪去深齋橋嗰個大阪王將唔好啊！你行過少少，嗰度附近就有深齋橋，深齋橋係有餃子之王將噶，唔好食大阪王將啊！深齋橋係有餃子之王將啊！你試下餃子之王將啦，係好唔同噶，相當之唔同噶。系啊，唔好捞乱。我讲翻我想讲嘅嘢先。系咯，喂，大阪直头有一间叫大阪麻婆豆腐连锁店嚟嘅咁样。咁我哋唔会觉得文化挪用啊嘛。或者我当未有文化挪用呢个概念嘅时候，我哋会认为系文化输出嚟噶嘛。我哋最多就系话你，即系你，譬如你有啲好严重嘅，比较严重啲嘅。譬如之前試過有一單嘢，就係台灣人整咗啲菠蘿包，話係台灣菠蘿包咁樣。咁香港人都會出聲，就係話：喂，呢啲係香港做。咁但係問題就係，你喺香港文化入邊，或者喺所有嘅文化入邊，佢本身都係通過不斷咁樣吸收啲外來嘢嚟到去演化噶嘛。例如就係雖然我好唔中意食咁樣，但我相信意大利人都冇撚諗過會整湯意粉啦，係咪先？冇撚整個會湯整湯意粉啦咁樣，咁啊跟住仲有好多嘢噶，仲有好多嘢都係嚟到香港先至係改變咗嘅，轉換咗嘅。你哋噏唔噏出有啲咩啊？ 你哋噏唔出有啲咩？有人话日本人好叻，将啲外国嘢转为佢哋嘅嘢，唔系啊，香港人都好叻噶，香港人都好叻，将一啲外地嘅嘢转做，譬如，即系当然香港本身个人，咁你香港本身嗰个咁样嘅饮食文化系，当然佢本身就 mix 咗好多嘢啦，好多外来嘅嘢，无论系小笼包啊，即系你香港有上海菜。香港有川菜，但系香港嘅上海菜同上海有啲唔同噶嘛？香港嘅川菜又同大陸嘅川菜有啲唔同。咁你呢啲嘢全部都係文化上面嘅吸收，然之後再演化。咁啊譬如都創造咗好多即係廣東點心咁樣，廣東點心。咁你點心咁係廣東點心嚟噶嘛？咁但係廣東點心喺香港。在香港慢慢又变了很多不同的香港自己的东西，跟着到输出世界的时候，到会变了做是会说这些是香港点心这样。譬如黑白大厨，黑白大厨很 hit 的。那黑白大厨里面大家知道那个白种园，就是那个喜欢来香港吃两餸饭。白种园其实是搞飲食事業噶嘛，咁白種園其實其中一個白種園係做好多嗰啲飲食嘅生意業務，咁而白種園其中一間好出名嘅餐廳就係叫香港餐廳啊嘛，唔知道你知唔知道？白種園喺韓國開好多餐廳，喺大阪都有分店噶，我唔知道關東有冇啊？有一間嘢我行過見到，咦？點解嗰間嘢係嗰間嘢叫香港餐廳咁乜撚嘢嚟嘅咧？咁樣係咪香港人開？唔係喎，唔係喎，嗰間嘢係。嗰間嘢韓國人開，嗰陣我都唔識嗰個係白種園，我淨係知道有我哋老婆同我講話嗰間嘢唔係食香港嘢噶，嗰間嘢韓國人開，韓國人開嘅食叫做類中菜嘅嘢，咁佢食啲淡淡面啊嗰啲咁樣啊嗰啲乜嘢，咁啊跟住咧就咁啊，但係佢改個名叫香港餐廳喎，點解？因為韓國人好中意香港嘛，咁佢做中菜，咁佢咪整就用香港呢個名字。咁啊，開到日本好多連鎖店啊，出口埋添，嚟埋日本添咁樣。遲啲會唔知會唔會？而家黑白大廚咁 hit， 唔知會唔會進軍埋香港添咁樣。好啦，咁呢啲我哋見到呢啲嘢，我哋會覺得喂，佢叫自己做香港餐廳喎咁樣。你嘅感覺係點啊？你嘅感受係點啊？你見到佢開間餐廳叫做香港餐廳，你作為香港人嘅感受係點啊？你會唔會走去？同話喂，走去佢個門口嗰度就係話喂，你老尾你唔好立亂用香港嘅名喎，你唔係香港人，你唔好用立亂香港，唔好用立亂香港名。但我會咁樣諗啊嘛，白種園點解會開間鋪頭係用香港嘅名？咁啊，因為香港係美食天堂啊嘛，曾經啦，而家當然唔撚係啦。咁啊，因為佢喺韓國話俾人聽，喂呢度食香港嘢，有香港嘢就係代表好食啊嘛，又代表好食啊嘛。呢個我會咁樣諗啦。但而家嗰種咁樣嘅新嘅文化嘅姿態，就會覺得，喂你唔得喎，你咁撚樣就係文化挪用喎，咁樣文化挪用，我覺得對文化交流係文化，即係我覺得有啲嘢你可以稱之為文化挪用，譬如你攞咗一樣嘢，然之後你鑑粗話嗰樣嘢係韓國發明嘅。又或者鑑粗講呢樣嘢就係呢度發明嘅咁樣，即係你話你整啲飯咁樣，咪你其實你整啲白切雞喺個飯上面整啲白切雞壽司嗰個都係文化內容嚟嘅咁樣，我覺得去到嗰間叫咩壽司啊？嗰間成日食古怪嘢，已經執撚咗粒嗰間壽司叫咩壽司啊？嗰啲咁樣，即係你啲名將嗰啲紅豆軍艦嗰啲咁樣。如果你見到紅豆軍艦，你話嗰個係文化挪用，你覺得嬲嘅咁樣，咁我都覺得情有可原嘅咁樣。但係我覺得即係有啲唔係即係呢個講笑啦咁樣。即係我話好嚴重嗰啲咁樣，即係譬如你攞咗個壽司。你攞咗個壽司，跟住然之後你話壽司係香港嘅特色咁樣， 壽司係香港特色食品咁樣，咁我覺得咁就過分啦。咁你咁樣可以稱之為文化內容啦咁樣。但係唔，但係有啲嘢本身個源流好複雜，例如嗰、那個，例如嗰個珍珠奶茶。珍珠奶茶係咪真係源自於台灣咧？你話台灣人做咗珍珠奶茶出嚟係，咁奶茶源自於邊度咧？咁你本身都係珍珠加奶茶啊嘛，佢本身都係有好多嘅文化嘅混合喺度噶嘛，係咪先？咁你呢個咁樣嘅香港有好多星洲炒米啊、西炒飯啊、湯意粉啊呢啲咁樣，呢啲都係混雜咗其他地方嘅菜式，然之後再將佢演化變化。咁而文化就係咁樣先得以發展起上嚟噶嘛。即是珍珠奶茶本身就是一个文化发展，它将不同的文化的东西去混合结合，好定不好，即是它那样东西到底是好定不好，到底那样东西有没有文化，你不去讨论啦。但珍珠奶茶这件事本身就是类似星洲炒米、瑞士鸡翼这样的东西来的嘛。即是瑞士鸡翼不是瑞士的嘛，是不是？瑞士鸡翼即是等于豉油西餐。豉油即係你知唔知咩叫豉油西餐？即係譬如豉油西餐就係用豉油去做一啲法式菜，即係譬如人哋可能係用譬如洋葱牛尾湯咁樣煮洋葱牛尾湯，或者係洋葱汁咁樣。咁人哋係用牛尾汁去煮，咁但係香港就唔係嘛，香港就會用豉油去替代咗，咁就係好多所謂豉油西餐嘅嘢啦。咁啊瑞士雞亦都係一啲咁樣嘅嘢啦。咁呢啲其實係一啲文化發展嚟㗎嘛，佢係一啲文化衝撞，然之後混合跟住發展出嚟嘅嘢，而所有地方嘅文化交流、文化輸出就係為咗咁樣發展而。但係你就用動節就用，我唔係話呢個世界冇文化內容，但係有，但係你唔可以上綱上線，動節就話嗰樣嘢係文化內容，然之後就阻斷咗文化交流啊嘛。咁而我覺得。同埋喺呢件事上面嚟講，喂，好多華人、台灣人起哄，喂，我覺得非常之唔好咯，我覺得非常之唔好咯，因為無論係香，尤其是係香港同埋台灣都係，香港、台灣都係一啲中外文化交流混雜，然之後產生出佢獨特文化嘅地方嚟噶嘛。香港頭先噏咗一大扎啦，瑞士雞翼啊、星洲炒米啊、港式羅宋湯啊嗰啲咁樣，嗰啲港式羅宋湯咁其實係烏克蘭啲羅宋湯唔係咁樣啦，係咪啊？你知唔知羅宋湯其實係源自烏克蘭，唔係源自俄羅斯？咁係譬如港式羅宋湯同烏克蘭嘅羅宋湯當然係好唔同啦，又或者係星洲炒米、揚州炒飯呢啲咁樣，咁係同原本又唔同啦。香港嘅米線或者絲襪奶茶，係絲襪奶茶。咁絲襪奶茶係香港嘅，咁但係奶茶唔係啊嘛，奶茶唔係啊嘛。咁你香港本身就係一個咁樣嘅地方，而台灣都係啊嘛。台灣係中國文化、台灣本身嘅山地文化、日本文化。匯聚交流出嚟，仲有再早期啲嘅一啲荷蘭遺留落嚟嘅殖民嘅文化，咁佢係匯聚咗好多嘢而形成今日嘅台灣文化噶嘛？哦，珍珠奶茶就一樣咁嘅嘢啦。佢當然中西奶珍珠奶茶本身就係一啲當地材料再加啲西方奶茶嘅嘢融匯而成。跟住然之後你就話呢樣嘢就台灣啊咁樣。跟住然之後鬼佬想用嘅時候，你冇標明係台灣。你冇講明嗰個歷史源流源自於台灣就係文化內容啦。我覺得呢啲遊戲首先唔應該喺華人世界度玩，因為本身華夏文化本身就好擅長去吸收外來嘅文化，而特別喺香港同埋台灣呢啲咁嘅地方，佢本身就係中西文化交流匯粹嘅一啲咁樣嘅特殊文化嘅特質。它本身就是有一个吸纳转化的一个文化性格在这里。香港文化和台湾文化都是。而由我们这些地方去讲文化内容很不合我们。即是没必要去玩那些鬼佬的游戏，没必要去玩那些黑人游戏、白人游戏。 亦都唔啱我哋去玩，亦都唔係我哋去，唔係首先嗰樣嘢唔係我哋嗰個文化背景去玩。人哋黑人之所以咁關注嗰個文化內容，佢有佢嘅歷史背景，有歷史嘅源流喺度啊嘛。跟住因為佢譬如即係美國佬又要講黑人嘅故事，又唔想見到黑人，所以先至會有塗黑塊，揾啲白人塗黑塊面嚟到去。嚟到 去演出扮黑人啦，又或者將一啲黑人文化嘅嘢，跟住然之後擺入流行文化嗰度，又冇 credit 翻，即係曾經有過咁樣嘅歷史。我哋冇呢啲歷史啊嘛，我哋本身就係混雜文化嘅歷史嚟噶嘛。咁我哋根本就冇嗰個基礎去玩人哋嗰個遊戲，你就跟埋人哋玩嗰個遊戲。而喂，尤其是你啦，尤其是你啦，劉思慕，你自己就係通過拍攝一套文化挪用嘅電影嚟到去成名嘅人，你學乜撚嘢人講文化挪用啫？你要去玩呢啲咁嘅遊戲，你要玩呢啲咁嘅 woke culture， 你要去玩上綱上線，你首先就檢究討咗你自己套你自己嗰套電影先。你點解你自己嗰套電影有大量根據你哋嗰啲鬼佬文化定義、嗰啲文化挪用定義？你嗰套上戲啊，文化挪用到不得之了啦！你咁撚文化挪用，你嗰啲片酬根本就唔撚應該收。嗱，你當日乃至往後喺 Marvel 收到嘅片酬，你就應該捐撚曬出嚟，捐撚曬出嚟，然之後就走去嗰啲台灣嗰啲夜市嗰度，就周圍但凡有廢水嘅地方，你就無條件咁樣去。無條件咁樣去派鳩俾佢哋嚇，去支持 support 佢哋，等佢哋唔好再被文化挪用。一你自己係個文化挪用嘅幫兇啊嘛，你講乜撚嘢文化挪用啫？所以喺呢件事件上面咧，我知有好多華人啊、台灣人，甚至乎有啲香港人都撐，佢哋都覺得係喎，喂呢啲我哋亞洲嘢嚟嘅喎，嗰啲咁樣你哋咁樣唔啱喎咁樣。我就喺呢度做一个节目，就同大家讲就系、是，喂，唔好玩呢啲咁样嘅，玩呢啲咁嘅上纲上线游戏，同埋要搞清楚自己。若然要讲文化，亦都搞清楚自己嘅文化身份，同埋自己嘅文化特质同埋性格，就系咁样啦。喂，睇下先，好似有啲新货金喎，我望下先，望望啊，有新货金啊，开心啊！呢个咧有。1000元就是西雅圖聽眾啦，就祈求大仔健康成長同埋細仔平安出世啦。我哋大家都為佢祈福。節目即時貨金中啊，有1350元嘅，哎高興啦！係咁，一陣間嗰1000元貨金消失咗，我都有啲貨金喺度晾住。有100元就係繼續支持大亨阿傾嘅，多謝。有250元就係媽媽明天復診，請代求平安順利。NFT 聽眾 Alex， 好啊，咁啊，感謝你哋嘅貨金。我轉頭出去咧，就去神社幫大家拜拜。喂，我哋呢一節做到呢度先，我哋唞一唞，轉頭翻嚟繼續。